Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 63. A Kenosha County Jail direct supervision officer is on leave and under investigation after he was found unconscious in his car, apparently from an opiate overdose. According to a Kenosha Sheriff's Department news release, Jeremy Short, who worked at the Kenosha County Detention Center, was found unconscious and not breathing after he crashed his car on the bike trail off the 2800 block of Highway E at about 9:30 Monday morning. Short was revived and taken to a local hospital for treatment. He is now on administrative leave and an investigation is being conducted by the Kenosha Police Department. Investigators in Waukesha County now believe a fire that destroyed dozens of school buses parked at a transport yard was intentionally set. Multiple explosions were heard from the school bus barn at Dousman Transport on Sunday as the buses burned. The fire destroyed over 30 buses and the barn. Damage estimates haven't been determined but are expected to be in the millions of dollars. The ATF has joined the Waukesha Sheriff's Department in the investigation. A crow found in Racine County has tested positive for West Nile virus. It's the first case reported in the county this year, and health officials say it means that more vigilance is needed to protect yourself from mosquito bites. Kenosha County reported several weeks ago that a bird was found with the virus. The Racine Redevelopment Authority learns at least five developers are interested in the former Case Plow Works building at 615 Marquette Street. And with a revised procedure may come better chances for a sale. At least more developer interest, but also some valuable market data privately paid for. Development Director Amy Connolly, based on documentation with her most previous work in Illinois, presented an outline for what would be a request for qualifications.
The focus will be on the economic feasibility of the proposal and the incentives that they're going to be asking likely from the city. In this way, we can focus our attention, because we know that we believe that the proper use for this building is residential, we can focus our attention on partnering with the most competent developer with the best pro forma.
Connolly indicated the selection process for a developer could be whittled down to two or three finalists for interviews, ratings of each, and then a recommendation. The Kenosha City Council approved an agreement with Roche Construction to fix cracks in the newly renovated Washington Park Velodrome, but not before an attempt to delay the vote for 2 weeks failed and 45 minutes of discussion behind closed doors. The bike racing track was supposed to open last spring after a complete reconstruction, but cracks appeared in the concrete surface, delaying the opening. Alderman Scott Gordon urged the council not to delay a decision on the proposed settlement after the Public Works Committee deferred a vote following a lengthy closed session earlier in the evening.
If for some reason this does not get done this year, I think it's simply because questions could not be answered, whatever they were in closed session tonight. I don't know. I wasn't in there. If we need to go in closed session right now to discuss that, that'd be fine. But I think we're jeopardizing this project by delaying it.
After the council discussed the proposal in closed session, Alderman Daniel Przanski said approving it is the right thing to do. The settlement includes an additional $25,000 payment to Roche for the replacement of four concrete panels in the track surface. Roche will replace another 11 at their own expense. Work will also be done to address voids beneath the track surface. The settlement was approved on a 13-1 vote, with Alderman David Bogdala casting the lone no vote. The Caledonia Village Board last night approved a contract with the City of Racine for Bell Urban System bus service in 2017 at a cost of $30,400, the same as this year. Trustees approved a variance for construction of a garage that will be 140 square feet larger than allowed by village ordinance. Village engineer Tony Buckelman said the neighbors to Robert Helland apparently have no trouble with it as personal use.
We have notified all of the abutting property owners of the property, and we have not received any indications of opposing the variance request. We would recommend that the variance request be approved, subject to the conditions within the attached memo in the packet.
The variance was approved without discussion, and village officials invite the public to an October 15th open house at Fire Station 12, located at 5 Mile Road and Douglas Avenue, for Safety Day activities between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.